Hey, I'm Bob Runkle, and for as long as I can remember, I've loved pop culture. Despite the challenges I've faced in my life, pop culture has always been there for me. I love talking to people and being a platform for others to share their thoughts, stories. Because if there's one thing I never get tired of, it's seeing driven, talented, and inspiring individuals follow their dreams, no matter what obstacles are in their way. And I know a thing or two about that. Welcome to the DJ Bob Show. I'm DJ Bob. Roll it. Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret. It's available now on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital from Lionsgate Home Entertainment. We talked with the director, Kelly Freeman Craig, about the film's transition to book to screen and tons of other great tidbits. Enjoy this short but sweet episode.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Great to meet you.
You too. I'm a sucker for coming-of-age movies and coming-of-age stories, and this is really the epitome of it all.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I'm such a sucker for coming-of-age stories, too.
And this is not your sort of first foray into this, but this story in itself, when people think of coming-of-age and YA and stuff like that, they think of Judy Blume and they think of this story.
Yes. Yeah.
Why did it take so long?
To hear Judy Blume tell it, I think, she really didn't ever want to adapt it. I think she was worried that it would be made into something where all the edges were sanded off and where it was sort of glossy and bubblegummy, and that is really the antithesis of her work. So for years she said no.
Wow. And do you remember the first time you met Judy Blume and what that conversation was like?
Yeah, so it started because I sent her an email after I had reread the book as an adult and just fallen in love with it all over again, but in all sorts of new ways. And so I reached out to her via email and we started a conversation. And then the next thing I knew, I was on a plane with our producer, Jim Brooks, to Key West, which is where Judy Blume lives. And the first thing, the first time I saw her, she picked us up at the airport, which was so kind of her. We get off the plane and she's like, "I'm here." And she put us in the back of her Mini Cooper car and like took us to her house and had made lunch. And we started to talk. And it was wildly surreal. I mean, really, really, so wild to sit down with a person that you have, seen as such a hero for so many years. In a lot of ways, she's why I became a writer. So it took me a while to not just nerd out, my head was exploding the whole time as I was meeting her. And then I could kind of calm down enough and just start to talk about the book and talk about what an adaptation could look like.
Exactly. And for some audiences, this book was and still is controversial.
Which is wild when you think about it. I don't understand it.
So yeah. You have to be prepared for this kind of kickback, even when shooting something like this. So what kind of measures did you take to make sure that everything was all or close to all good?
first of all, I have to say, it still just boggles my mind that any of this could be controversial, because it's something that every woman on the planet goes through. So I'm like, how are we weird about talking about this or showing this? This is it. I don't understand it. It felt to me like the most important thing was to get the details right and to capture the age as honestly as possible. And I felt that if I did that, then I was doing right by Judy and the book.
And not to mention, you kept it in 1970, which a lot of people wouldn't do. Like, they would try to update it. And
yeah. Mm-hmm. One of the things that was important to me was that every audience, every age could feel themselves in Margaret and in the story, could relate to it. And I also felt that it would be, if we could achieve it, it would be moving for a girl coming of age today to see a girl coming of age 50 years ago going through the exact same thing that she is. Like, I to me, that's a real relief.
There's something heartwarming about that. Everybody's in the same corner.
Everybody's in the same boat. Exactly. Yeah. It's a real relief to know that.
And, you know, I think about my life, being in a wheelchair and having a disability, and, you know, being a male, but still going through those kind of awkward sort of, everybody goes through it, whether you're, so it's like the inclusivity in this film and the acceptance of every character in this movie is integral, and it's so appreciated.
Oh, thank you for saying that.
Because we don't get stories that are right to the point that aren't watered down. But they're still fun in the same moment. Like, you could be having a serious moment, and then you could have a button at the end of the scene that just brings you back. Oh, yeah, this is a comedy, too.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That is, you know, and that's part of why I have admired Judy Blume and also James L. Brooks, who is the producer of this film. His films, I think, accomplish that. You know, they get both the comedy and the pain of life and move between the two of them in a way that feels effortless. You know, it's all just mixed up together. And I think I always appreciate when somebody is able to convey that tone that feels like everyday life.
And everybody goes through the same stuff, and everybody feels the same, especially at that age.
But yes,
what's still the same is how you get through it with friends, with family, and that's what really is at the core of this film. So
exactly. I think that's really, really well said.
So as we wrap up, because we're having this, you know, conversation, do you have any questions for me about what I do or my life or anything you'd like to know? Because I've kind of opened up here about the film. And
well, first of all, I'd love to know in particular what you related to and how it relates to your own life.
Well, what I related to was being insecure about yourself, but having that one special thing that makes you you. And because being in a wheelchair, you know, I couldn't really play outside with the others. That's why I relied on pop culture so much, and movies and TV and all these things. So that was kind of my way into the world, So despite whatever you go through, you have that one thing that makes you connect with everything else.
Yes. And that winds up being the thing that saves you. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. And I'm so excited for people to check this out. And thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time.
You got it.